afternoon. Welcome back. 5:06 at 7:30 a.m. 102.9 FM WTNT. The Truth. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Hour number three is underway, and that means Jeff Cooner. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, I want to run a few things past you here. I've been kind of noticing a pattern developing over the past few months, and I know you have. I mean, it began with, you know, the 99% crowd, the Occupy crowd, and then it went to race relations, contraception, back to race relations. This week, the bashing of the Supreme Court, which I know you wrote a piece on. It's fantastic today. And now we're back to this war on women. And last night, as an example, the left had a full complement of talking heads all over cable TV declaring this war on women. Today, there's a conference at the White House, you know, with women. The president comes out and talks about women not being allowed membership at Augusta National yesterday, or actually his spokesperson, Jay Carney, did. I mean, what the heck is going on? They have nothing else?
You nailed it, Andy. Really, it's desperation. What they see is this, and I know this because sources have confirmed it to me. They now see a disaster. They are looking at the equivalent of a political Titanic. They see now a rising tide of opposition. They are losing in key swing states, Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, the industrial Midwest, Florida. They could lose huge numbers of seats in the House, lose control of the Senate, and lose the White House. And so what they're now doing is they can't run on their record. They have soaring gas prices, which are not going to go down. They have food inflation. They have high unemployment. They have record deficits, record debt. They have a disaster unfolding in Afghanistan. They now have a looming war with Iran, and he doesn't know what to do. And so the only card he has left is to play the race, class, and gender cards. And so now what you're seeing is a phony, trumped-up, really almost surreal. It's really bordering on the ridiculous.
I know it is.
War on women. Now, let's just take, for example, the Augusta National Club. Now, look, Andy, I'll be very candid with you. I'm not a golfer. I don't golf. I think I've played mini golf twice in my life. I'm not a big fan of clubs that ban women. When I go to places, I like to go with my wife. However, I believe in freedom. I believe in a free society. This is not a public business like a grocery store or a restaurant, an establishment that by nature has to be open to everybody. It's a private club. Now, there are many women's clubs, reading clubs, that prevent men, and there's a golf club that doesn't want women. Now, I know why. I have friends who golf. It's not because they're misogynist. What they tell me is this, and it's perfectly understandable. I work extremely hard. I have a lot of pressures at home. If you start allowing women at these clubs, they're going to bring their wives, members are going to bring their girlfriends, and then I'm going to hear about family things. And I don't want to be reminded of family things. I need a couple of hours to decompress, to blow off some steam, to just think about golf. Now, we live in a free society. If private members want to form a club and say, we don't want women, that's their right. If women want to form reading clubs, which many of them do, and say, look, we deal with our husbands, we deal with family issues, we deal with family pressures, but for a couple hours a week, we just want to talk about the novels or books that we've been reading just among us girls. What's wrong with that? Let me give you another example, and this is, I mean, not quite equivalent, but because it's a restaurant, but still, take Chick-fil-A. I love Chick-fil-A. It's my favorite fast food place. I love the chicken, I love the waffle fries, I love the coleslaw. On Sundays, I don't like my wife to cook. My wife doesn't want to cook. I don't want her to cook. For us, it's a Sabbath. It's a day of obligation and a day of rest. I would love nothing more than after Mass to go and have a nice meal at Chick-fil-A.
That's right.
Well, Chick-fil-A is owned by an evangelical Christian. And under their guidelines, they don't want to be open on Sundays.
That's right.
Now, I don't like it that they're not open on Sundays. They're technically discriminating against me and the customers by not being open on Sundays, but that's their right.
Yep.
Now, that's a free society. So what he's trying to do now is, and this is what I find remarkable, he meddles and sticks his nose in everything that is none of his business. The Trayvon Martin case, he tells local law enforcement how to do their job. When it comes to the media, he tells them how to do their job. When it comes to the Supreme Court, he tells them how to do their job. When it comes to the auto sector and the auto companies, GM and Chrysler, he tells them how to do their job. The bankers, how to do their job. Businesses, how to do their job. Now he's telling Augusta National who they can and can't let into their club? I mean, this is literally, Andy, this is borderline. I mean, I don't want to seem like I'm exaggerating, but this is borderline authoritarianism. This is, I mean, literally, this is what Putin does in Russia. He's always going out there and, you know, delivering mandates, delivering diktats, lecturing everybody when they can have sex, when they can't have sex. We've got to have a sex day because we need to repopulate, Russia. I mean, this is not what a constitutional republic does. This is not what a president who lives under a government with limited and enumerated powers does. And so I think it's about time that Republicans stood up and said, really, finally, look, Mr. President, enough is enough. Now, you got to do your job. Stop telling everybody else how to do their job and focus on your job. And when you look at his job, he's completely failed. I've said this on talk radio for 3 years. I challenge anybody to tell me, what has the president done that has been good for the country? Unemployment since he took office, up. The debt, up. Inflation, up. Everywhere you look, spending, up. Food stamps, up. Unemployment insurance, up. It's been one long record of failure. And so instead of confronting this fact, we have supposedly racism in the Trayvon Martin case. We supposedly now have this war on women. We have a war on workers. We have a war on everything except the real war, which is this man's war on the American people.
You know, what's interesting about all of this is that the claim is, and I don't know how accurate it is, but polling information shows that he has pretty good female numbers. So something is resonating with women. Now, I don't know if that changes once we actually have a nominee and we start moving forward toward the general election. But right now, he's got a pretty significant lead when it comes to women.
And I'll tell you why, Andy. The big reason is the issue of contraception. They believe that they can twist this whole contraceptive mandate into somehow, if religious employers don't want to give their employees free birth control, that somehow the leap is, and to me it's an unbelievable leap, that somehow Republicans want to take away women's access to birth control. Now, a lot of women feel very strongly about birth control. Now, I know this for a fact because I have a lot of friends who are now, they're in the dating game. Many of them are divorced or they're looking to finally settle down. And they all tell me, they go, Jeff, I never put down I'm a conservative on these dating websites. And I go, why? Because a lot of women think if you're a conservative, you're either pro-life or you're anti-contraception. And for a lot of women, that's a tremendous turnoff. So they go, I put down moderate. For a lot of women in the post-feminist generation, contraception equals self-empowerment. They're convinced of this. It's what they've been brainwashed with. So when the president plays the contraception card, and that's what he did today, what he made very clear in that speech was, oh, Obamacare will give you access to free birth control. When he plays that card, a lot of women nod in approval. And I think what they're playing now is the sexual revolution card. And so they're trying to portray Republicans as essentially a party dominated by white Christian males who want to throw women back into the kitchen barefoot and pregnant, which is completely the opposite of what the case is, but that doesn't matter. That's their strategy. So they're going to play. You're going to see now going forward, they're going to try to appeal to Hispanics, they're going to try to appeal to minorities, and they're going to try to appeal to women. That's the only way they can win, is to so gin up and galvanize and frighten their base that they come out in record numbers. Unless they do that, Andy, he is going to go down in November and go down big.
Yep. All right, my friend, have a good holiday weekend. We will talk on Monday.
Happy Easter, Andy. God bless you.
You too. Jeff Koner here at the Washington Times, 5:15, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth.